1240 AM WSBC. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hoolies Hoolie Radio Hour.
Yes.
This show is presented to you by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub. There's one in Beverly and there's one in Bridgeport here in Chicagoland. Yep. Visit them both. And if you're going to the Sox game,
yeah,
stop into the Cork in Bridgeport and say hello to Billy Geddy.
Yep.
Fox's Beverly Pizza, finest tavern-style thin crust pizza on the south side of Chicago. You get it on Western Avenue.
Yep. Order get it, eat it in the car the way to the Sox game, too.
You can. Absolutely.
Order one this weekend.
Flood Brothers Disposal.
They got your back.
They got your back, especially after a holiday. You know, 4th of July, you're going to have lots of garbage.
Paper plates, solo cups.
Right. They're going to be there to pick it all up.
That's right.
Call them. Madden Funds. Invest your dough with the Madden Brothers. Call Madden Funds today.
Yep. Don't spend it all on fireworks.
Uh-uh. Save some for the Maddens. And Guinness Irish Stout. Guinness is good for you.
Get a keg of that.
Sure. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always to my left twin brother, Billy.
Hi, hello.
Bill.
How are you?
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hi.
Hi.
Coming out hot. It's been a hot week for
coming
me.
Coming out hot.
It's been a hot week, man.
It was hot earlier this week.
It's been a nice hot week, though. Like, this is the first week that, like, I was like, it's summer.
You like nice hot?
Yeah.
What do you consider nice hot?
Comfortable hot.
Yeah, not in the hundreds.
Comfortable hot is more like it's like a drier heat, and it's around, like,
a nice breeze.
It's around, like, 86, 87. It's beautiful, especially because I'm a pool boy this summer.
You're right. A pool boy. You're a couch boy.
I'm a couch boy. Last episode, I was a couch. We've been talking about my new couch.
Did you get it in?
I got it in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I've been sitting on it. I've been petting it. I've been admiring it from
across
the room.
Did a whole episode about it.
You drool on it?
I haven't drooled on it yet. I fell asleep on it the other night, and because it's oatmeal colored.
Yeah.
I woke up and I went, oh, I hope I didn't sweat on it.
What about the other one, the blue one, that Christy conceived her baby on?
The blue one can get as much sweat as you want on it because it's dark.
It's like a sponge.
Yeah, it's like a sweat sponge.
Oh, God.
But you got to Febreze that baby.
That's unbelievable.
You Febreze that baby.
See that beautiful piece of furniture? That's a sweat sponge.
You should get those steamed.
That's what you get Febreze and you junk it and you get a new one.
All
right. Yeah. Yeah, come on, I bought it on OfferUp. It was $50.
You put wheels on it and push it right down the street.
Clay, first of all, this is the nicest $50 couch anybody's ever bought. All right? You know why?
Because I bought it,
first of all. But you're more than welcome to come over and sweat on it. I don't care. That's what I got it for. I got it for people to be comfortable.
Maybe I'll run over and then sit on it and roll around on it. It's all sweaty.
You might hurt the legs, but
I'll be careful. I'll be careful.
Okay, as long as you're gentle.
How was your week going? Well, what have you been doing? You've been outside a lot.
Outside. Yeah. My tan's starting. I'm feeling like I'm getting a sheen.
I got a horrible farmer's tan.
Do you? I look like I've been in Acapulco or somewhere like that for a couple years.
You have your shirt off outside and you're comfortable like that?
Well, I have my shirt off for about 60% of the day this week because I've been at the pool every day with my son, Mike.
Wow.
I've made it a point this summer where I was like, Charlotte's away at camp. Like, I'm like, this is me and Mikey bonding it out.
Hours at the pool.
Hours at the pool every day.
3-4 hours.
Throwing the football around. Like, just constantly finding stuff to do.
You're a staple.
Yeah.
But you know everyone by first name, lifeguards? Hey, Jerry. Hey, Mike.
No. You know, I wish
Jerry the lifeguard?
Watch out for him.
Jerry was a lifeguard.
Jerry was a race car driver. You could play that song.
Oh, yeah.
That's my premise.
It is. No, the lifeguards aren't on the first name basis with me yet.
I'm sorry.
I'll get there. I have to be very conscientious about being the older creepy guy, you know? I think we talked about that.
Yeah, you almost made that mistake at the Sox game.
We did.
At the Sox game.
Right.
And now there's ambiguously young females males working all over this pool area.
Officer.
Yes. Yes. Can I be any more politically correct about my diction here?
You got to watch your eyeballs.
You got to watch your eyeballs.
That's right.
You got to be conscientious of your eyeballs.
That's right.
Yeah. And think, where are my eyes going? I have my shirt off, you know.
This sounds like a sexual harassment seminar.
Well, it's not like you can't all of a sudden go, hey, Stacy, how's your weekend? You know, and I'm like, No, well, I'm 42 years old and I have a son with me. You can't say that to like some 19-year-old. I can't be on a name basis with anybody there.
If you go every day and they're staff?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah, you can. I went to a restaurant every morning and ate breakfast and I was small talking with the waitress, there'd be nothing wrong with
that. You know what you do?
I guess not.
You know what you do?
Mm-hmm.
You wave to all of them. You go,
but you're not. But you don't have your shirt off.
Sometimes I do.
And your bare feet hanging out at the restaurant, do you?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
You know what you do? You go over to the hot dog stand,
mm-hmm.
and you buy every lifeguard a dog.
Oh.
And you have the PA announcer announce your name. High Life Cards. Patty Houlihan has bought each of you a hot dog.
Oh, like I'm a whale in Vegas. Like I walk into the pool and go, "Hey, shots
you buy
for
everyone
everybody.
A hot dog." Bill's on the right track, and then
buy
you
everybody
take
a dog.
You take a 20 and you fold it long ways,
okay,
and you stick it in the hot dog.
Oh no!
And then
Pam.
You pass them out.
Right
and now you're on good terms with everyone.
You get everybody gets a lifeguard.
I thought you were gonna say that we put it on, all the hot dogs in a tray on a float. Put that just 120.
Float it across the pool.
Float
and make them fight for it.
Make them fight for it.
Well,
now it's getting ridiculous.
Lifeguard games.
Yeah, lifeguard. Whoa, lifeguard
games. I heard
Jerry
the lifeguard one.
Right? Lifeguard games. We'll be back with Jerry after these messages.
Your host, Jerry.
Your host, Jerry the lifeguard.
Jerry the veteran.
Jerry's very hot and ripped and buff.
Yeah, I've been doing this for years.
Right. I'm Jerry the lifeguard.
I grow a mustache in a weekend.
No, Clay, I'm not on a first name basis with anybody there
yet.
Well,
do that.
You know what I'm on? I'm on a nod and a nod.
You're on a buddy.
A smile
hey,
and
buddy.
Nod.
Hey, they don't want to deal with
how
you. They don't care about you.
Right, no. No. They care about my well-being and my safety.
Do you eat there every day?
I do eat there more than I should.
Do you pack a lunch?
No.
Do they let you do that?
No. Like, Mike and I will usually have a sandwich before we, you know, little small snack before we go. You know, nothing that you're going to yak up in the pool or anything
sure,
like that.
Sure.
And then we usually munch.
Do you
afterwards.
Ever invite your brother?
No, I don't put
no.
the...
No, Mikey wants me to go with him this weekend, he told me. He's like, coming?
Yeah, let Bill do a couple cannonballs in there.
You know what, though? There
show you how to live at the Faux Po pool.
You guys are lucky that you even have
but Clay,
my pool doesn't have a lifeguard yet. They're not even open.
I am a regular at the pool now, and the people do... The other regulars that see me now are on kind of like, hey, you know, how are you?
Oh,
you
the
know?
Other regulars and you are cool?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people don't come up to me and go, hey, that guy over there just stole your chair. I told him you'd be here by 3:30.
Oh, no, it's not.
You can't sit there. That's Patty's chair.
Right.
Thanks, Ben.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Right.
That happens.
I knew you had my back since when I saw you 5 years ago here.
There's a cult. There is like a
cult. There's a cult.
There is a cult of it.
There's
you know?
A cult at the pool.
There's tanners. There's a lot of people that there's, like, there's older people that go that like to tan.
It's like a high school lunchroom. Everyone knows their section, you know?
Yes.
It's like the tan guys are in the corner.
Right.
There's, the old complainers are over here.
The divers are over here.
Yeah, the guys shooting craps are over here.
The retired porn stars are over there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Muscle
the kids
Beach
are
is
right
over here.
Well, that's what's weird about the Forest Park
the
pool.
Retired porn stars.
Yeah. There's a component to it.
Mr. North, Mr. West, good to see you again. You look down to my voice.
Right. But just want to remind you, gentlemen, it's a nod and smile only interaction with the help, okay?
I'm Patty. I'm a veteran.
I'm the manager.
I'm the mayor. I'm the mayor of this pool.
I'm the mayor of this pool. Hey, hot dogs for everybody.
Did you get your hot dog with the salt buck in it?
Hey, did you get that hot dog with the salt buck? That was me.
Yes, I did. Thank you, sir.
That's an interesting concept.
Actually,
that's
not
a great movie.
They're not really saw bucks. They're like they're fake saw bucks with his face on them.
I love it.
And the lifeguard's like, oh.
Say yes, it's Vol Patty.
Are you?
Like, got me. The manager got me.
It's like a pool gangster. I want to be a pool gangster.
You are a pool gangster.
Hey, okay, well, I'm getting there, right?
Oh, God.
But you're right. There is a culture around it, and I'm
it's like loan sharking at the food stand.
I'm getting him. Well, the one nice thing is this: is that I'm self-employed, right?
Yes.
So I can. Not many people have the luxury of being able to take their kid to the pool every day, if they could.
You should get a baby blue Cadillac.
So that's why I said to myself this summer, I was like, this summer Mike and I are gonna play, you know, and go out a lot, you know, and I'll sacrifice my time and work at night and stuff like that.
Yep.
Just so I can do that kind of stuff. And so now I'm a pool man. Mikey has Mike Sarkowski, our producer, has a note. Does Mikey have pool buddies? And the answer to that is yes.
Regulars?
Yeah, there's other kids that are regulars there too every day. Every
of
day.
Of course.
There's the same, there's probably a sect of like 30 kids that I recognize that are there every time I go.
A sect of the cult?
Well, those kids, the lifeguards all know their names. They're closer in age, you know? I'm just a parent hanging out. A very tan parent.
You're a new boy.
I'm a what?
A new boy.
A new boy.
I'm a new boy. That's exactly right. But if I buy everybody hot dogs, maybe I'll get to be the hot dog gangster that I've.
You should get everyone basketball jerseys that says Forest Park Pool on the front, and then your nickname on the back. Yours will be New Boy.
New Boy.
You know, your buddies can make their own up.
Right. Okay. Getting back to it, does Mikey have pool buddies? The answer is yes. There's kids there that come and play. But, you know, Mikey gets bored of those kids, too. Because I've been taking Mike to the pool for such a long time in the past few years, he's very comfortable with going in like the deep end and being dunked and going off the diving board.
Oh yeah.
And you know,
that's the good stuff.
That's the reckless stuff. But that's when you learn how to be a stronger swimmer. The pool gets even more entertaining for you.
The fun begins.
Mike, but Mike, when he has these pool buddies, those kids want to do things where Mike's like, no, I've done that. I'm bored of that. That's way behind me. You know, check out this somersault. You know,
poolbuddies.com. Yes. Be careful there.
Yes.
Well, yes, I better be.
Yes, Clayton. Pools are dangerous. Very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. So are pool halls.
They are wild, too.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, you know one place that's not that wild, but a lot of fun? A lot of fun.
Yeah.
The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out in Beverly and Bridgeport.
Indeed.
This show is presented by More Hoolies Hoolie when we return.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by to Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Hey, listeners. I know we don't talk about finance much on this show, outside maybe the amazing Bitcoin the Musical, which we currently have in development. But I do want to take a moment and tell you about two brothers who make this show possible and why you should consider having an honest conversation with them about the future of your finances. Mike and Dan Madden are the brains behind Madden Funds. They've been lifelong friends to Bill Clay and me, and we entrust the Maddens with our money and the precious donations of our listeners so we don't let outrageous ideas get the best of us. And you should too. Do yourself a favor and reach out to Dan or Mike Madden today to book a consultation on the future of your finances. If you have questions about your financial future or current situation, give them a call. The number is 708-848-3200. Again, that number is 708-848-3200. Or you can visit their website, Madden Funds, at www.maddenfunds.com. Again, www.maddenfunds.com.
Don't touch that dial. The Hoolies Hoolie returns in just a moment.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehy's pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know what this is?
My name is Mud.
Nope. It's called Jerry Was a Race Car Driver.
Oh, that's correct.
Primer. From the album Sailing the Seas of Cheese.
Oh, wonderful.
Sick. Last clip. Jerry was a lifeguard, Clay. Jerry was a lifeguard driver. Just make it both.
You should lifeguard there.
Dude. Thank you, Mike, for the bump, by the way.
Yes.
We're back, everyone. Mm-hmm. You mentioned something interesting. There's a couple of lifeguards this year that are like they're borderline senior citizens. Mm-hmm. But they have kind of a Jack LaLanne look to them.
Remember? Oh, ripped oldies?
Ripped oldies.
That's what I want to do then.
If you're over 60, you better be ripped.
I want to retire and become a lifeguard.
Here's the thing, though. You got to spring into action. You got to know what you're doing.
Sure.
I mean, a child's life may be in your hands.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the nice thing about the pool that I go to is there at any given moment, this is a large pool. There's about 7 lifeguards at different stations all throughout the pool, right? So you
can't even wear sunglasses.
They got each other's backs like within seconds. It's like, burp, you know, and
you should lifeguard there and be like the Terminator.
I don't think I would have. I would feel very odd lifeguarding there at my age.
Do you wear an orange Speedo
mm-hmm.
and a leather jacket like Terminator and shades and walk around with a big super soaker?
Well, that's kind of like Billy from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you bring an interesting point up because I was laying on my beach chair
sure.
at the pool the other day.
You know? Dreaming of a heater.
Dreaming of a cigarette.
Yeah, where do you smoke? You got to run across the street.
We talked about this. You got
to run across the street and crouch next to a dumpster in your swimsuit?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Suck a cigarette, though.
If you want to be that
guy. As fast
guy.
As you can.
If you want to be that disgusting person.
Hand your phone to your kid. Here, watch this for a little
right.
bit.
You're like, no, you say to the dad who's also at the pool, be like, hey. I'm gonna take a leak. I'll be right back. And you go right through the locker room.
Sprint.
You go right to the front of the building. You go and smoke your ciggy.
Yeah.
And you come back and you go, hey,
it's me. I smell like smoke now.
Yeah. How's everybody doing?
I took a very smoky pee.
It's weird because I smell like smoke, but I'm wearing no clothes.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Somebody cooking out here?
Cooking tobacco?
Right. Hey, it must be that round of hot dogs I bought everybody. Those are up.
Yeah, because those smell
yeah.
like Philip Morris.
Yeah. How come these hot dogs taste like cigarettes? Because I bought them.
Yeah?
No. So I was laying down on my chair, mm-hmm. all right?
Yeah.
And I was on the Erio, where you're kind of like listening to other people,
oh,
a couple
sure,
people
yeah.
away.
Oh, yeah, pool talk.
Nosy and, boy.
Yeah, nosy boy pool. Listening in. Laying down on the chair and... a young girl walks up and her.
How young?
I'd say she was about 15.
Okay, be careful now.
15, 16?
Yes.
Right? Uh-huh. Don't stand so close to me.
Yeah.
Young pool guy.
Yes, nosy boy?
Right. So she walks up and she lays down next to me, and her mother is laying next to her. I've right. concluded, right?
Yeah. Oh, these aren't this isn't the phone sharing couple from the sticks in Wisconsin.
No, this is
phone plan.
Your data plan is my data plan.
Yeah. Oh.
So get off the phone.
Go to our
archives.
Were
they both on their phones wearing sunglasses? Were they like the Kardashians of the
pool? Everyone at the pool is on their phone.
Everyone at the pool is a Kardashian wannabe.
All right, everybody's Petty a Kardashian. Included. Everybody's a Kardashian.
Petty's introduced himself as Robert Kardashian Houlihan before.
Right. Petty Kardashian Houlihan. Pleasure to meet you.
PKH.
Actor, aspiring lifeguard this summer. I'm preparing for a new...
Aspiring senior citizen lifeguard.
I'm a producer, and I'm preparing for a role.
I'm friends with Jerry.
What's the role? It's on stage at the Goodman. You're playing a lifeguard on stage? Yes, I am.
And then in real life, too, hopefully.
Right, right. Real life right now. I'm a method man. Anyway.
Yes. Yeah, so the girl lays down, her ma lays down, and what do you do?
She's laying down. She's talking to her ma, you know. And
you're listening to him. You're eavesdropping.
And a guy who's probably in, like, his late 40s.
Oh, boy.
Okay? Kind of weird.
Yeah.
He's doing, like, jackknifes off, like, the diving board. You know what a jackknife is?
Oh, fun. He's a fun guy. Yeah,
he's doing a real straight dive, man.
He seems to know everybody.
Oh, so he's the mayor of the pool.
He's,
and you're jealous of his relationship.
New boy is angry.
No, new boy is jealous.
New boy is jealous of
he's
old boy.
He's green with envy.
Yeah.
Even the chlorine can't wash that off.
Everybody wants to be pool famous, you know.
Wait, so this guy's doing jackknifes?
So you want this guy's life, and what happens?
I don't know if I want his life. He made me.
He's good at jackknives.
He's quite good at diving and jackknifes and cannonballs.
That's when you hold one leg up.
Can he do watermelon?
He can do anything you want.
What's his name? Be like, hey, can you do a watermelon,
what
Cody?
Is his name?
I don't know
Cody?
His name. You want to fine. His name's Cody from now on.
I picture him as a Cody.
Yeah. Hey, Cody, do a jackknife. Hey, Cody,
you're the most popular guy at the pool.
Cody, you are unbelievable, man.
Well, you know, you know who he reminds me of, Clay?
Steve Sachs.
Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, Christ.
Bit.
Oh, he looks like Tarantino?
Yeah, well, he looks like he might have worked in a video store at some point, you know.
Oh, okay. He has that. He has a creep.
But he's very. That means he's very personable. Well,
so we're going to call him, you want to call him Cody Quentin or Cody Tarantino?
Let's call him Cody.
I like Cody Tarantino.
I like Cody T.
Cody okay. Tarantino.
All right. Oh, so he's like very outgoing then?
Yeah.
Have you ever been tempted to push him into the pool?
Outgoing but odd at the same time.
Yeah, right.
You know? Oh, okay. So he goes over to flirt with the girls, and you're just Cody's brave enough to flirt with
him. Well, it's more like...
Cody's brave enough to flirt with
him. Did you guys see Cody hit on those girls? Unreal, dude.
I'm so jealous of that pool guy.
Cody's so cool.
He talks to all the hot babes.
He has the gumption to talk to all those young girls at the pool. And I'm just an old man who sits there and stares at him with... rage in his veins.
Jealous rage.
Jealousy, rage, and general
envy.
Discomfort.
Yeah.
All right, so what
did Cody say?
Yeah, this pool story's gone on way too long.
Well, got an hour to kill. What did he say? He came over and he goes, hey, how are you? He goes off to the girl, right? The young girl laying next to me.
Out of nowhere?
Yeah, he like wandered over. He's like drying off, you know, near them. And he starts chatting them up, you know?
Did he stand over them like hoping that a couple wet drops would hit them? And they'd go, hey!
No,
you know, you get their attention.
That's Billy's fantasy novel that he's writing.
Yeah, Bill's writing books in his head.
Dude, if you're gonna be the guy, if
as
you had,
they
like,
stood over me, some droplets of water came off and hit me in the back.
If you had like
it was
longer
exhilarating.
Hair, yeah. If you had longer hair, you do a jackknife, and you fly out of the pool, walk right up to where they are as you're grabbing your towel, and just shake your hair, and the droplets would go all over him and walk by.
To shake your whole body, Bill.
Everything.
Bill's
like
a wet dog.
Bill just wanted to insert that montage.
I would love to see
that he had come up with in his brain. That was just related to water, creepy men, and pools. And
I would love.
Like, here's what it is.
I want to have a makeup artist put long hair on Bill, like real long.
I would love
the length, and then have Bill get out of the pool and shake it out in front of some babes.
Oh, I would love to do that.
All right,
film it. All right. So anyway, Cody Tarantino is talking to the daughter. Which is already against the law.
Exactly.
And then the mom's got no problem with it?
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
All right, let's go.
The opening line is he walks up to her and he goes, hey, you get your license yet?
Oh, for real?
Oh! Yeah. And I'm like, what the heck is
Does he know this person?
Apparently. I'm like, I can't tell, but, I'm like a rabbit.
Oh, maybe he's like...
My ears just, like, perked out, you know? Like, like, both the flaps of my ears just got real hot and red. Went,
maybe he's the driving instructor.
He could have been, right? But my mind goes to, this is creepy.
Yeah, you're... Yeah.
Hey, you get your license yet? You know? She's like, I got my permit, you know?
Yeah.
And then the mom chimes in. She's like, yeah, well, she thinks she's going to drive my car. But I don't know. I don't
standard.
Know. But I don't know about that, you know? And he's like, well, we really miss you at the pool this year, right?
Oh, he's the manager.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, he works there in some capacity.
Right, sure. Right?
So when you asked me about, am I interested in ever like taking a part-time job at the pool?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to decline. I think it's not for me, you know?
Okay. Did you ever find out?
Just the perception that Cody Tarantino gave me, you know, although he might mean well, you know.
He could be a wonderful guy, Cody Tarantino.
Yeah, but if I'm in that role, I can be a wonderful guy too. That doesn't change the fact that 90% of the world thinks I'm odd and creepy and weird and suspect.
Do you think that Cody Tarantino just goes out and pounds Coors Lights and, like, does shots on the weekends and stuff?
I'm glad you said Coors Lights and shots, Bill.
Yes, he does, Bill. He loves that.
Yes, he does. Bill's like, can we expound more on Cody Tarantino? What's his backstory?
I never want to meet or see him.
Yeah.
Well, you're a lucky man. They have all this knowledge.
This is my pool journey for the week.
You got to start wearing a GoPro camera so we can see all these interactions.
Clay, it's funny that you said that.
That'd
I got
great.
I just was playing.
You can wear one in like a secret hat, you know?
I got to become a vlogger, you know?
Poolboy.com.
It's a series right there, you know? Pool observations. All I'm doing is making pool observations all day.
Yeah, a day at the pool with Patty.
The problem is you got to get release forms from everybody at the pool if you want
to. Not if you blur their faces out.
That's right. Something to think about.
Replace their faces with retired porn star faces.
Oh.
With like talking, you know?
Right. And then it's like a Tim and Eric sketch.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Hey, I thought, thanks for buying the hot dogs, Pat.
It's like Randy West's face on like a 7-year-old boy's face.
It's like a 7-year-old kid's body with Randy West.
Just waving real fast. Hi.
Boy, that's one of the most disturbing images I've thought of. In a long time.
Make your head explode.
Is there a slide at this pool?
Where's the slide, guys?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, changing subjects.
Yes.
Have you guys seen this show, The Bear, on FX yet?
I have not.
Right, we were talking about it, me and you. We watched episodes.
Here's why I bring it up.
Yes.
Remember our old pal Chris Zaccaro from Mr. Beef?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. The show takes place, a lot of it has been shot at the original Mr. Beef on Orleans.
Oh, wow.
All right. And I remember Chris telling me a couple of years ago that this was in development, right? In some capacity.
Who's in it?
Who's in it is the guy who plays Lip from Shameless.
Oh, yeah.
I love him. He's a good actor.
Okay, yeah. It's about the restaurant business.
Yeah. It's loosely based on a family that owns an Italian beef stand in Chicago, right? And Lip, the actor, I don't know, maybe Mike can help me out with the name, but he plays... like a 4-star kind of like Michelin restaurant chef who gets called back home.
Yeah.
Right. And he's suffering some PTSD from working in a kitchen environment, how stressful that is to try to rise to the top.
Sure.
His younger brother commits suicide, who owns this beef stand, which was the family beef stand. And now he's thrust into this spotlight of taking the beef stand over and deciding what he wants to have happen for his future.
Yeah. Right.
And he feels indebted to do it for his brother. It's Jeremy Allen White is the actor's name. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
But it takes place in Chicago. It's a great, I binge watched the first season. It's on FX.
Good storylines.
Hulu. You can watch on Hulu if you have
good it. Chicago accents.
Yes. A lot of shows that try to depict Chicago have failed miserably at kind of getting too over the top with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just doesn't feel authentic enough. And this one kind of hit it right, just right. I think that's a testament to the cast, you know, that Jeremy Allen White does a really nice job. Abby Elliott, Chris Elliott's daughter's in the show from SNL. She's great. She plays a sister. Chris Witaski, who I just worked with recently, Second City guy.
Sure.
He plays the brother-in-law.
Okay.
He's great in the show.
Nice.
And more importantly, Chris Zaccaro appears in the show.
Oh, wow.
Yes, in the opening episode, he plays Chi-Chi.
Yeah.
Like a vendor.
Nice.
And
we were watching it, and we were like, all of a sudden, I was like, is this this is about Mr. Beef, right? And we're watching, we're going on, and all of a sudden, I'm like, there's Zaccaro right there on screen.
Yeah. So I'm happy that the Zaccheros are involved in the show in some capacity.
You got to have him back on.
No, listen, the show is, I highly suggest the show. I really, really enjoyed it. The Bear on FX. And I reached out to Chris Zaccaro because I haven't been to Mr. Beef in a long time. I think it's been
in there.
I know, you know, but the reason I used to be there all the time was because I worked across the street. Yeah. And it was an annoying job, and as I was starting to fail miserably at it and get into fights with the bosses, I just slowly started to eke my way over to Mr. Beef and spend much longer than I probably should have been spending there.
Yeah,
and that's how I got to know Chris, right, and his old man Joe. Yeah. So to BS with them and see this kind of come to light, because I thought that this was something that Chris, listen, I loved their stories so much that when I would hang out with them, they were, you know, genuinely authentic guys and outgoing with great stories behind them.
Sure.
And I was like, this place is ripe for something. And that's when Chris eventually said, yeah, we've had a lot of people come in here with ideas before, and there's one out there called The Bear right now. And I remember him telling me that. And then when this finally popped, and I had heard about The Bear because while we were casting a show that I was working on, I had found out about it because Chris Witaski was involved in The Bear, right?
Okay.
His agent was like, oh, you just did The Bear. And I was like, what's The Bear? How do I know that? You know, I was like, oh, it's about a chef from Chicago. That's all I knew. I didn't know it was about Mr. Beef, you know, or loosely based on the family dynamic that Mr. Beef has and the location and the iconic stuff inside.
Yeah.
And, you know, the gentrified cast, you know, like the great thing about Mr. Beef is that it really was a melting pot of people that worked at Mr. Beef, right? And they operated like a family. And I thought that was a uniquely Chicago authentic kind of thing that they've appropriated, you know, that's in The Bear as well. And it's a huge driving force behind a lot of the storylines. So good show. Very rare. Very rare do I see a show about that takes place in Chicago where I go, I really want to see season two. That was good.
Yeah, nice.
You know? And also, I really feel like I know these people.
Does it make you hungry?
Yeah, it does a little bit. Yeah.
I would think so.
Yes.
I got hungry just watching the commercial.
Did you? I wanted to call, I wanted to reach out to Mr. I was like, oh, I got to get a hold of Chris. I want to tell him I love the show.
Do it.
I can't find his number.
Come on.
I can't because I got a new phone. I'm like, where is his number?
You got to get in there.
And Chris was not a guy that I ever emailed with. I was like, you know, I was like, when we booked him to do the show last time, I was like, I went to Mr. Beef like a couple days before. I was like, hey, here's the address. Just meet me on this night. I'll text you.
You got to get on the social medias, LinkedIn.
He's not on any of that. Mr. Beef on Orleans has a Facebook page. I messaged him. You know, I was like, hey.
Well, get down there and get a sandwich.
Well, I want him to come back on the show for a second interview.
Put a tent in the parking lot. Stake the joint out.
Right. I think I'm going to have to drive down there. Start sniffing around.
I'll go with you.
Do it.
And, you know, I was curious to know because of the pandemic and all the way that small businesses have been affected. I'm like, man, I wonder if they're still open. I hope they're still open.
Oh, they're not
coming. I hope they survived long enough for this show to come out.
They're juiced in.
Oh, I would hope so. You know, but that's, you know, and that's a valid worry that I have for a lot of other small businesses, you know, that's going on right now. So. Yeah. My heart goes out to them too. 4th of July weekend. This is kind of the 4th of July weekend show.
Sure,
it is. Yeah,
sure.
Because it falls on.
Are you feeling it?
Monday. Like,
yeah.
Are you feeling it?
I'm thinking about playing golf.
Oh, really? With golf clubs?
Yeah, with real golf clubs.
And a ball.
And a ball.
Oh my god.
And a couple of nice golf shirts I bought at Goodwill.
Ooh, Dead Men's Golf Shirts.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're having a 4th of July Goodwill sale. That's something to do.
Probably.
Go thrifting.
Wooden shaft clubs, 5% off.
Yeah, 4th of July.
Wooden tennis rackets, 50 cents.
Mm-hmm. Used golf balls.
Right.
A nickel apiece.
Right. What'd you do last summer? Yeah, I hung out at the pool. I hit up a lot of Goodwills. You know?
I needed sports equipment.
Took it easy. Took it real easy. Got a beautiful tan, bought some used sports equipment, tried it out, sucked at all the sports, but, you know, I tried.
It's all right.
It was leisurely. I played. I played this summer.
Where are you going to play?
It's important. You got children? Take your time out. Your children are only young once in their life.
That's right.
Sit down. Play with them. Play with them for a couple summers. Because that's why I'm doing that. That's why I think that, like, Mike will remember this kind of thing.
Totally.
You know? Like, I remember my dad took me to the pool every day one summer.
Do you remember stuff when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Sure you do.
Yeah. My dad never took me to the pool every day. No.
No, my dad took me to, like, Maxwell Street.
Oh, did you go to Maxwell Street as a kid? What'd you guys get?
We would play like 3-card Monte and stuff. It was great. We would get hats and it was like, you know, t-shirts, hats and all that stuff.
Yeah, for our listeners that don't know, Maxwell Street was much like, you know, like I said, 4th of July is a great thrifting day. Maxwell Street is the original thrift street. You know,
yeah, it was thrift stores.
Thrift stores, pawn shops.
Open air market.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good stuff. It was just like the gritty Chicago that you loved.
Right. Does that still exist? Is that street
market?
It's way defunct.
No. Well, they got like Swap-A-Rama.
Well, because there was a lot of, you know, I'm sure a lot of hot stuff wound up on Maxwell Street, and there's lots of guys flipping stuff.
The thing about Maxwell Street that made it great was that it was the stores that were just open their doors. And you go in and out of the stores. Now it's just people set up like tables.
Right. And Mike makes a great point. You know, it's made famous by the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it was like.
The scene with John Lee Hooker.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Do we have that? Can we cue that up? Let's play that. That's going to be our 4th of July song.
Mm.
Boom,
really?
Boom by
boom,
John
Boom. Oh, yeah. Boom, Bill, like fireworks, you know?
Oh, yeah. Boom, boom, like a firework.
Yeah.
I think we played Katy Perry's Firework last year.
Yeah, we played.
It's one of my most hated songs.
Is it Firework by Katy Perry? Uh-huh. Plays at the pool quite frequently. I find myself pretty obnoxious. I know all the lyrics at this point.
I'm sorry to hear
I know
that.
All the lyrics to a lot of like...
you know what you should do this 4th of July?
What?
You should do two things. You should get the lyrics from... Firework tattooed on your body.
Oh.
And get the Hustler tattoo.
Finally got it.
They'll give you a 2-for-1 deal.
That's what New Boy has in the series, Pool Boy.
And then go down
on the cover of Pools Unlimited.
Yeah.
Ooh. Pools Unlimited. CEO of Pools Unlimited.
Magazine.
Right.
Magazine. Lots of people are going to be in pools and barbecuing and eating beefs and all kinds of stuff this weekend.
They will. And I hope they're listening to John Lee Hooker play Boom Boom because you're about to. We'll be back.
Thanks, man.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm going to shoot you right down at all your feet. You home with me, put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love to see you walk up and down the floor when you're talking to me. That baby talk, I like it like that. When you talk like that, you knock me dead. Right on my feet. How, 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 how. Whoa! That talk and whisper in my ear. Tell me she love me. I love that talk, that baby talk. She knocks me dead right off my feet. How, 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 how. Yeah, yeah. Now, baby. Well, well. Well, well. Ah!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a good Chicago.
Me and Larry rolling through Maxwell Street,
right?
Looking for a pull of sausage.
That Maxwell Street was cool. I'm sure that that experience that you had with your dad was
it was wonderful,
eye opening for a young kid.
It was great.
What's
was
like, this is where dreams are born, right here.
What's your Fourth of
this
July
is where
food?
This is where you start to hustle.
This is where you start to hustle, and it starts now.
Right. Right. We're gonna go get some tube socks, and I'm gonna buy you a saxophone for $150.
I'm gonna buy a hat that says Chicago on it.
Yeah.
What's your food for 4th of July? What are you going to eat this 4th of July?
You know, I like the classics.
I was thinking about getting steaks and grilling some steaks.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I'm going to go play it safe. Burgers, brats.
I haven't had a brat all summer, so maybe I'll have a brat for sure.
Maybe I will do some Polish sausages. Those are fantastic.
Grilled onions, mustard. Oh, yeah, like that Sox Park.
Exactly. Ooh, a Polish sauce. Yeah, that'd be a nice 4th of July treat.
Yeah, there's a lot of good Polish markets over here I can hit up.
For sure. Or you can make one at home right on the grill. I'm becoming more of a grill guy. I'm trying to figure this thing out.
You should make your own sausages. Become a sausage boy.
No.
In addition to couch boy and pool boy.
Right, I'm a couch pool sausage man.
I have a friend who's making his own sausage and doing very well, and he's making a lot of money.
Really?
Yeah, John Tarchek. His hot dog won the
World's Greatest Hot Dog Contest.
Remember we were talking about the Chicago Hot Dog Fest that was going on?
Oh, yeah.
His dog won.
What's the name of his company?
I don't know.
Look it up.
John's got it.
Lazy.
We'll have to give it a shout out.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking about getting the steaks, and I discovered a thing like it. I was at the Jewel.
The Jewels.
Yeah, the Jewel. A couple of weeks ago, looking at the meat prices.
Oh, God.
You know?
You are 75 years old.
Yeah, I go to the pool every day. I think about meat prices.
Wake up, throw on your Goodwill golf shirt.
Yep. Think about meat prices.
Some brown socks.
No brown socks.
No brown socks for Paddy.
No. The heck? Is that the TJ Maxx guy?
I'm your tailor.
Right.
So you put on a dead man's shirt, and then you go stare at meat?
Yeah, so I was looking at the meat prices.
You put your hand on your hip and go, damn, these prices are way too high.
Yes, yeah. And I oftentimes...
You look around for someone to talk with?
Well, I do look around for people to talk with and have some camaraderie with. I go, oh, you know, I like to do the $7.99, you know, and then fake drop it, you know, and shake a little bit. And go, oh, my God.
So you put on a performance in the meat section.
Oh, yeah, I act like it weighs a lot. I go, they drop it into the cart. It always gets a cut. It's a cheap laugh, but it works. Little shtick, you know.
Did you guys see Patty miming in the meat section?
Right. Hell, it's the guy who's funny with the meat.
It's Meat Boy.
It's the guy who's got the beautiful tan who's funny in the meat aisle.
It's Meat Boy. He's also a pool boy and what's the other four?
Everything. He's a couch boy.
He's a couch boy. He's a pool boy. He's a hot dog boy.
He's neurotic. He's balding. He has a radio show. Oh, he's all these.
He's neurotic and erotic.
Right. He's neurotic and erotic. He's a producer. He's a radio boy.
He's got vellus hairs.
He's got a lot of talent. Okay? And dreams. Dreams.
He's a dream boy.
He's a dream boy, too. He can remember all his dreams.
Over everything, you're a dream boy.
Over everything. Over everything. Over all those things, I'm a dream boy. Yep. It's important to have him. Bill's still Googling.
I'm looking for pictures.
Well, no, I got to give the shout out to
Cody Tarantino.
I got to give the shout out to John.
Yeah, he's trying to find the Cody Tarantino centerfold.
Our buddy who won the hot dog, John Tarchek. He won the for the Chili Colorado dog. Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. What is it? It's got to be like bison meat or something.
No, man.
Whatever happened to that guy who made all those crazy hot dogs? Hot dog.
Oh, yeah, hot dogs in
Chicago.
He just
kind of took all his cash and moved to Barbados.
No, I think they closed the restaurant. It might have happened during the pandemic. Last year might have been the last year for hot dogs.
Was it that recent?
Yeah.
Where he's just sitting around with all these glorious sausages
I think Michael's Beef on North Avenue, because we were talking about beef earlier.
Whoa.
I think that closed. I went by the other night and it was dark.
Come on.
Yeah.
What was it?
And they had reopened. They had a really good
Was it Sunday at 2 a.m.?
No, this was like, I think it was on the way to doing our show last week when we were on the way to taping.
They might close earlier.
I drive right by it.
They might close at 9.
Maybe.
No. What kind of beef stand closes at 9 o'clock at night?
Patty, I don't want to start this conversation.
Yeah, I don't know. Hot dogs. 2014 was the last year, Mike.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Thank you, Mike. Oh, man, it's been a while.
8 years.
Yeah, long time.
He knew it was going downhill.
But anyway, I was looking at the meat prices, Clay, and the one thing I discovered in the meat aisle.
Yes, Patty.
Is that the guy turns to me who works at Jewel, he's like, those steaks are going to go down by like six. Like, it was a bone and ribeye, it was like $23. He's like, if you buy those tomorrow morning, I go, yeah. He goes,
when they're old?
He goes, they're going to, no, he goes, they're fine. They're totally fine. He's like, you're going to cook them the day you buy them? I go, yeah. He goes, they're going to be like $8 less tomorrow morning, a piece, $9. So if I'm buying like five of them, I'm like, thanks for saving me the 40 bones.
Thanks for the meat deal.
Thank you for the meat advice.
Yeah. You know? Meat advice is important.
Meat pricing advice.
Yeah. Meat
it's
games.
It's like, when are you guys dumping this meat? You know?
Yeah, you guys, give me this meat when it's almost spoiled.
There's a lot of meat.
That's when you know the economy's gone poo-poo. You know, you go in and you go, what's the last day the meat's good?
No, you know.
How cheap is it going to be?
You know how you know the economy's gone poo-poo? When you see people jamming steak into their gas tanks.
Oh, that's it.
In the parking lot of Jewel.
Absolutely. All right, we got to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Hang in there. We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolie. Stay tuned.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew to share a good story or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Hey, listeners, I know we don't talk about finance much on this show, outside maybe the amazing Bitcoin the Musical, which we currently have in development. But I do want to take a moment and tell you about two brothers who make this show possible and why you should consider having an honest conversation with them about the future of your finances. Mike and Dan Madden are the brains behind Madden Funds. They've been lifelong friends to Bill Clay and me, and we entrust the Maddens with our money and the precious donations of our listeners so we don't let outrageous ideas get the best of us. And you should too. Do yourself a favor and reach out to Dan or Mike Madden today to book a consultation on the future of your finances. If you have questions about your financial future or current situation, give them a call. The number is 708-848-3200. Again, that number is 708-848-3200. Or you can visit their website, Madden Funds, at www.maddenfunds.com. Again, www.maddenfunds.com.
Boom. Welcome back. Final quarter of the episode here. Getting towards the end. A lot of pool. It's been a pool boy episode.
Yeah.
It's the adventures of Patty's life.
Adventures of a wet life.
Of a wet life. Wet summer. Wet hot America. I'm having a wet, hot American summer. That's what's happening to me.
Those are the best kind, man.
I wanted to ectomorph a year ago. This year, I got myself a wet, hot American summer.
And are you going to re-ecto or give that a rest?
Well, you start hanging out at that pool and you get all tan and
you say to yourself,
well, the sun is good for you. It's good, you know, the vitamin D. It allows you to think better and you have a better reflection of yourself, I think.
Sure.
More self-confidence, you know? Yeah. So all I need now is the hair of...
Turkish hair?
I need Turkish hair.
Right.
Sparkly white teeth.
Yes.
And a lot of muscles, and I'm the next George Hamilton.
Yeah, you're halfway there. Yeah,
you know, halfway to Hamilton.
You got the couch in the pool.
Does Cody Tarantino look like that?
No. Oh. Cody Tarantino looks like Tarantino. That's why I gave him the name Cody Tarantino.
I had a brain.
If Cody Tarantino looked like Hasselhoff, it would make no sense, although it might be funnier.
Yes, it would.
You weren't talking about Hasselhoff. You were talking about Hamilton.
Yeah, no. Cody Tarantino does jackknifes and he recites the lines "The Reservoir Dogs."
He'll be in prison
soon.
Okay.
Tarantino talks like that. Oh. I gotta start working.
It sounded like Sylvester.
Sylvester who?
The cat cartoon.
Oh yeah. Well,
you know that guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, note to self: start working on Tarantino.
Yeah.
Cody Tarantino, lifeguard extraordinaire, filmmaker by night.
Are you going to be watching the fireworks? Anybody going firework watching?
I'm not specifically going anywhere, I don't think.
I don't know. I haven't heard about the Polish prince having his party this year.
Keith?
We'll probably be there, but he's keeping very quiet.
Our friend Keith Uwarski. Yeah, Keith, if you're listening... When are the fireworks?
We're going to light those wicks.
We'll probably go over there. It's the same thing we maybe did last year. It was watch them in the backyard.
Yeah.
Because it's like World War III.
When I was in our building the other day, Bill, I went to my storage space, right?
Yes.
And it looks as though either someone moved out from an old unit or someone's storage space is full and now they're stacking boxes on the outside of the wall there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a no-no. I haven't reported it yet, you know? I originally thought it was maybe your stuff, you know? I was like, is this Bill's, you know?
Bill's Hustler collection?
Yeah, right. That's where those went.
There's 11 boxes here.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, no, I'm like, you know, because it looked like stuff from Goodwill that you would have bought.
Oh,
you know, some half zips
off
and stuff.
Limits.
Right, this is old stuff. This goes over
It was
here.
A Goodwill bag.
But I'm moving stuff around, and I probably shouldn't be. And I just, I kind of move my hand off of a piece of clothing on top of these boxes.
Right.
Stacks of fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Really? And I'm like, oh.
It's a firework game.
Someone's dealing fireworks. In
He's a firework dealer, is he?
Well, I'm a pool gangster, and you must pay a street tax if you want to move fireworks in my building.
Yeah. Okay? That's your first racket.
That's my first racket. Shake down the fireworks guy in the building.
When you,
with my swimsuit on, no shirt. Oh, it's you. You're the firework guy? I'm about to go to the pool. I'm going to be back in 3 hours.
I'm a pool gangster.
I'm not going to say anything. I expect a double sawbuck.
You
want to
hear something about this pool gangster? We were down there, and he showed me that recently. He's like, look. We were in the basement, and he's like, look at this guy's storage facility. You know, and I look, and I'm like, oh, yeah. And he's like, they got a bunch of fireworks in here. And I was like, oh, wow. And next to his their box and pile of stuff was a mop and a mop bucket.
Yeah.
And like those plastic mop buckets where, you know, where you...
The
you,
one that the janitor has in the, yeah, yeah, the Teen right? Spirit video. Out.
And next to it was a stack of quarters.
Oh, yeah.
There was like probably like, what, maybe $4 worth of quarters?
Yes.
You know?
On the ledge.
Just on the ledge, stacked. And and I go, look at that. You know? He goes, I go, that's a few bucks there. I go, this is somebody's being baited. Patty goes, should I take him? I go, no, don't no, take
then
him.
The booby trap goes off.
Then I came back down like 2 days later, and I was had to get something out of my unit, and I looked, and I was like, they're gone.
Yeah, this is way too deep.
That's what happens when you live in apartment buildings. You start thinking, who took the quarters?
Who's playing
were the,
games
were they? Were, did the person who had the quarters actually get those?
Well, here's why you start to look around that room, because it's the laundry room, yeah. Right? So you sit there and you do your laundry, and there's a spot for you to sit down and, you know, read your paper. If anyone read your phone,
read your paper.
You know, yep. What are you doing? I'm reading my phone. Call me in an hour when I'm done reading my phone, taking the trash out.
Yeah,
you can sit there. And just and but you get bored, so you start looking around. So I'm like, oh, let me see how organized my locker is here. What do I need to do over here?
Yeah, let me snoop.
Yeah, let me snoop. And then you hit, and then that's why you would discover quarters on the wall because everybody wants to discover.
Because you're a nosy boy,
right? You know what I read? They're going to try to remake the Goonies.
I saw that.
Leave it alone.
No, don't do
can't.
It.
Can't do it.
Stop remaking movies. Come up with new ideas, please.
Isn't it? It's so frustrating. I mean, I'm sure it'll never... I hope it doesn't get through push to production, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if the kids, the original actors from Goonies are on board with this, but I have had a reawakening to Goonies again, a re-love of Goonies as my kids started growing up and wanting to watch that film the same way that I did. I mean, Mikey binged that movie, you know?
Yeah.
And now I found myself binging it. But I have a real...
Now they're going to make it with Bieber and someone
it's,
else.
It's a part of my life now, you know? And I'm like, no, that's an important... Like, don't mess with that. You know, please don't remake that.
Yeah, well, they're going to ruin it.
They're going to... They want to remake Goonies. And they want to... Oh, Clay, they want to...
Ruin Ghostbusters.
They want Mount Carmel High School, my alma mater, all right? It looks like it may be going co-ed.
Oh, wow.
And there's a giant uproar about it in the Mount Carmel community.
Combining with what school?
Not combining with and just offering admission to young girls.
Oh, wow.
To the school.
Yeah.
And it's a hard pill to swallow, you know.
Sure.
I'm against it. I would hope that, you know, I think that the tradition of the all-boy Catholic school and the fraternity that we had amongst ourselves was a nice thing. And it was one of the last all-boy Catholic high schools in Chicago. That's one part of the reason that people send their children there.
Yeah, happened in my high school.
But it's all about data, Clay. That's what the
it's
board...
It's all about money, Pat.
That's what the board is saying.
Yeah,
it is. Anyway, we're at the end of the show.
God bless. Everything's going to be fine.
Everything's going to be real fine.
Get in the pool and go on your couch.
Get in the pool, go on the couch, have a hot dog.
Some beef, some dogs.
Right?
Some steaks.
Watch the bear.
Celebrate our freedom.
4th of July. Happy 4th, everybody.
I want to thank our sponsors. Again, Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, Fox's Beverly Pizza, Flood Brothers Disposal, Madden Funds. Yes. And Guinness Irish Stout. If you've liked the show, you can find archives at hibernianradio.org, or you can find us at iTunes at Hooli's Hooli Show. Happy 4th! Bye!
Bye. Easy to get anywhere.